As climate change brings new threats to subsistence communities across Alaska's coastlines, a conference held in Anchorage is advocating community-based solutions and not waiting any longer for government assistance. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
The 7th Annual Northwest Tribal Water Rights Conference wrapped up on Friday in Anchorage. This year's focus was on how climate change is eating away at the shoreline across rural Alaska and how communities there are taking matters into their own hands. Hal Shepard directs the Center for Water Advocacy, which organized the two-day event held at the Pioneer Schoolhouse. He says the nonprofit organization is broadly focused on water issues, emphasizing specific concerns raised by tribal partners.
Probably the most pertinent issue right now in Alaska for Native Village communities is coastal flooding and erosion. So that is causing some, some villages are considering moving the villages because it's a safety issue. They get these huge waves and inundation from the seas.
Presentations touched on the Norton Bay Climate Change Adaptation Plan, which Shepard says is the only comprehensive strategy he knows of for dealing with current environmental changes in coastal Alaska. The plan offers a dramatic shift in how communities deal with the interwoven hazards of erosion, worsening fall storms, and destructive flooding. In the last few years, communities like Shishmaref, Kivalina, and Newtok have had halting starts and stops, coordinating site relocations with the Army Corps of Engineers and other agencies. Now, Shepard and others are stressing, don't hold your breath.
We really try to emphasize, again, the tribal focus on managing their own resources and the ability, not only the expertise, but the legal authority that tribes, we believe, have to do that because they're the most impacted by climate change. It just makes sense that they're the ones that should take the lead in managing resources to protect their communities.
For examples of how that looks on the ground, Shepard and others point to the communities around Norton Bay in the southeastern pocket of the Seward Peninsula. Terry Johnson with the University of Alaska recounted Shaktulik's ongoing construction of a coastal berm to protect homes from storm surges and flooding. After years of paying outside consultants and waiting for agency plans to develop, residents there took it upon themselves to start filling mounds of driftwood with sand, gravel, and local grasses. It's hardly a silver bullet for climate change, but Shepard says those are the kinds of creative engineering solutions to hyperlocal problems emphasized in the Norton Bay Plan.
Everything from building, encouraging beaver, who are some of the most expertise hydrologists we have, in building beaver dams and controlling flows, natural flows of water.
Rose Kalistuk works for the Oritsararmute Native Council in Bethel and represents the more than 200 tribes in the EPA's Region 10 area covering Alaska. She says it's not just government agencies that are failing to help with mitigation efforts.
Especially when it comes to climate change and coastal erosion, the villages are losing their lands. The native corporations which own the lands have not done anything. They have not moved forward helping the villages.
Like the approach laid out in CWA's Norton Bay Plan, Kalistuk's advice for going forward is clear.
Do not sit and wait. Just do it on your own. Otherwise, you're going to lose everything you have.
Many of the presenters and visiting officials at last week's conference are preparing to rehash issues and solutions around climate change in February at the Alaska Forum on the Environment back in Anchorage. For KSKA, I'm Zachariah Hughes.